Hey, this is John, and I want us to get crazy practical today. But first, welcome back to part three of the email course, Building a Less Stress Worship Ministry. And of course, you're not reading the email course right now. You're listening to it. So it's kind of a mini course that we're doing here at Worship Team Coach. And but it's focused on really helping you create or even renovate eight essential ministry systems that we all need. And hopefully through tweaking, changing, maybe overhauling those ministry systems, it's going to lower your stress. It's going to increase your team members' commitment, and it's going to give you more time to do what you love. And by the way, thanks for taking time to read part two yesterday or a couple days ago when it first came out of Building a Less Stress Worship Ministry. And if you missed it, you can at the top of this page is a link to get back to both lessons one and two. All right. And I saw some great comments and replies, and part two really resonated with people, especially this idea that every people problem can be traced back to a system problem. All right, let me say that again. Every people problem can be traced back to a system problem. And you know, most leaders, they've expressed that, you know, they're now able to kind of see the accidentally or poorly designed systems that are really allowing the unhealthy and uncommitted behavior to happen. And really, that's good news for us leaders, because it really gives us a new sense of empowerment when we figure this out. Like, hey, I can actually change this issue by working on this system. Because if we just think of these as people problems, how am I going to change that person? Well, I can't really change that person, but I can change the system. All right. And definitely, if you haven't shared yet on the Facebook comments on the bottom of the page for lessons one and two, I'd love to get your feedback and input there. So and then definitely share today as well. All right. So today's lesson is all about making it happen. And so first, what we're going to do is we're going to dive into the weeds. We're going to get into some real actionable kind of detail stuff for renovating a few of your ministry systems. And there's four of them that are, you know, usually cause the most problems. And so we're going to look at those four. And then we're going to also look at how to take your ministry system development into the stratosphere. So this email course, this mini course here, it's helpful. And if it were an airplane, it would be like a single engine Cessna 172. Look it up online if you don't know what that is. But it'll definitely get you off the ground and moving in the right direction. But later in this lesson, we're going to talk about how to move to more of a Boeing 747, something that's going to take off fast and get all your systems cruising at 30,000 feet in less time. So let's go ahead and first, though, get into that practical how-to stuff first. And so what I want to do is I want to give you a quick less stress lesson for four different systems, you know, that can cause a lot of frustration for leaders. And so hopefully you're going to find some tactics and some tips that you can use within even the next 7 days. So here we go. The first one is this: preparation. You need to stop practicing at rehearsal. All right. And what do I mean by that? Well, we have a saying on my team, and it's this: practice is personal, rehearsal is relational. And so our rehearsal is that relational time for the team to join together their individual parts to shape both the songs and the whole set. And rehearsal is not a time to learn the song. That's kind of your practice on your own time kind of thing. That's the learning event, and that needs to happen at home. All right. And so one very tangible way that I promoted this idea on my team was to stop listening to songs at rehearsal. And so when a team member didn't know a part, they'd routinely go, "Hey, can we stop and listen to this song real quick?" And so rehearsal would then stop as we all spent like 4 minutes and 38 seconds to listen to a song. And I remember the first time I said to a team member, "No, we need to move on. So you're going to have to listen to that, you know, on your own time between now and Sunday." You would have thought I kicked her puppy, all right? But here's the thing. After several times of denying that mid-rehearsal listen, the team started to get the point, and they started to listen to stuff on their own and learn it before they came in. And so that tactic it was a step on my journey towards building a team that practices and learns the songs before they come to rehearsal. And that wasn't like the golden key that unlocked everything. It was just one simple tactic I used to start to change and move the ship in a different direction. All right. And so that's what most of our system things are. They're just little things that we change that start moving direction. All right. And so Cool. So that was that. That's the first one. And that's practice or preparation. You know, make sure your team stops practicing at home or starts practicing at home and stops practicing at rehearsals. The second one is this. It's your new team member qualification system. And here's the thing. You need to require real preparation. And so when it comes to auditions and interviews for potential team members, here's a big thing that you can do. And it's going to take a little time and a little energy. But it's going to be worth it. And that's this, to require real preparation as part of the audition process and be very clear about what the applicant needs in order to prepare. All right. So oftentimes, like the audition process is in a church, you know, it just allows someone to come in and just play what they already know. Like I would always do that. Hey, just come in and play for me. That's great. It sounds good. And that's, I found out, hey, that's great for like a first interview, like an informal, just first interview to designed to get to know someone's, you know, talent and, you know, just get to know them as a musician a little bit. But to really vet a musician, you need to challenge him or her to learn a specific song from your rotation or your repertoire that really will require them to practice and prepare and learn the song. And you'll probably need to choose different songs for different instruments. So if you're qualifying an electric guitarist, you know, don't choose something that's pretty much all strumming for guitars. Choose something with some challenging lead parts so you can really see where this guitar player is at. You know, and what happens then if someone isn't quite ready, that enables you to point to a tangible issue for them and say, hey, I really need you to play these lead parts and you're just not quite there. And so I'd love for you to keep working on this and let's try again in like 6 months. Or you could say something to them like this: hey, we'd love to have you on the team, but you're not quite ready. So let's create a plan and help get you up to speed so we can get you a part of the team soon. And, you know, and even better, well, maybe not better, but, you know, another way this thing can go is a person might even self-select out of the qualification process, you know, if she realizes she's not ready or he realizes he's not ready. And so, you know, saying no to applicants isn't fun and it's not easy, but it beats the stress of letting unqualified musicians onto your team. All right. Let's move on to another system, and that's your scheduling system. And so one thing you want to do with your scheduling system is have routine requests for blockout dates. All right. So here's the thing. I love scheduling musicians. Said no worship leader ever. All right. Scheduling will probably never be fun for most of us. But here are some tips that can make the scheduling like more efficient and really more behavior changing, because that's what we want these systems to be, is to change the behavior and change the culture. All right. So the first thing you need to make sure there's a rhythm to your roster. And that is you need to create a schedule at a predictable time and for a predictable length of time. All right. Let me say that again. So you need to create a schedule at a predictable time and for a predictable length of time. So for my team, I create the August schedule in June, all right? And then in July, I create my September schedule. So you're kind of seeing that. And then, you know, in August, I create October and that sort of thing. So that way I'm always at least 1 month ahead with the team schedule. And so here's what it looks like practically on my team. So on or around like July 15th, I would have sent out, or my assistant would have sent out, a notification to the team asking them to block their dates for September. And within 5 to 7 days of that request, I then create the September schedule. All right. And so if a team member does not block his dates, he's responsible for finding a replacement if I schedule him and he turns out to be unavailable. All right. And what this does is this process puts the ownership back on the team member. And I just want to be very real here. This will actually probably cause you more stress for the first few months you're doing it, but stick with it. Because before long, your team will get on board and they will take responsibility for their schedule. And then you'll definitely experience less stress when that happens. All right, so the fourth system we're going to talk about is service or set planning, and I want to talk about batch processing. All right, so when it comes to your service or set planning, you need to use batch processing. What do I mean by that? It's this. It will take you less time to plan 4 services at one time than it will to plan 4 services at 4 different times. Let me say that again. It will take you less time to plan four services at one time than to plan four services at four different times. So when you batch together similar activities like planning song sets and you do them all at once, you actually save time. But it's also not just about saving time. Batching allows you to strategically plan your songs over a longer period of time. And this kind of gets into the song management and rotation system a little bit, but it's really all related. So when you're planning out a month at a time, you can make sure you're not loading up on too many newer songs or too many older songs. And you can then intentionally plan out like the introduction of brand new songs over the course of several weeks. And here's the thing. Some of you might be asking, like, what if the pastor hasn't given me his message titles and topics? That's okay. Just leave room for like the closing song, or if you guys do a pre-sermon song that's tied in with the message, and plan those the week of. You know, I know there's some people, and I'm going off the notes here of what I actually wrote in the email, and I'll give you guys this for free. There are some pastors and churches that they want every song tied to the sermon. And you know what? If that's your case, and then you aren't getting the sermon title ahead of time, you know, it might be something that's worth talking to your senior pastor about, you know, because you want to be able to get the music out ahead of time. And that's one of the things that is the benefit of this. You know, one, you get to do, you're able to do less work because you're batch processing your songs. And then the weeks that you come to that you already have your songs planned, you just spend a little time tweaking them. But also the biggest benefit is your team gets the music further out and they can spend more time, you know, learning the songs for rehearsal. All right. Now, here's the thing. You might see these tips and tactics and think, holy cow, that's actually a lot of work. And I want to say this. Yes. Yes, it is. Because here's the dealio. I am never going to tell someone that creating and renovating systems is easy. But here's the thing. It's worth the work. It's worth the intensity, it's worth whatever you have to put into it. And here's the thing, I have so much fun with my team now, and I'm able to get a lot of stuff done in less time because of the systems that I've implemented. And did those systems, did that implementation require like blood, sweat, and tears? Yeah, it did. But, you know, if I hadn't done the hard work, there would be way more sweating, way more bleeding, and way more crying right now because, you know, I don't have these systems in place. All right. So I want to just encourage you to put at least one of these tips into practice this week or the next couple weeks. And so go ahead and let me know on this page where you're listening to this or you downloaded it. You can scroll down and there's a comment section. So I'd love for you to tell me what tip or tactic you're going to try, because it's really good for accountability for you to do that, just to kind of get your brain thinking that way. All right. Now, some of you are thinking to yourself like, hey, I want more than just a few tips here. I want some serious training or some coaching or something to help me go further faster. So let's go ahead and talk about moving from that single engine Cessna that we were talking about to a 747. All right. But I want to say this first. If you're in a place where getting these few tips is like gold and you're just crazy happy to have those and you aren't really interested or able to go on to the next steps right now, that's fine. I'm just super glad you found this stuff useful. So there's no pressure for you to move on. But definitely keep listening because there's more for today's lesson that I want to get into here in a bit. But just think about this right now, though. What would it mean for you to get a step-by-step process and really a detailed roadmap for every single one of these eight essential systems? If you had that, you'll be able to implement changes more quickly and avoid a lot of the missteps that leaders make when they're just trying to create and build a system just from scratch. You know, and then think about this. Think about being able to ask questions along the way and maybe even get some personalized coaching and mentoring. All right. So it's moving from that, you know, that single engine plane where it's going to give you some forward movement and some forward direction. You're going to get off the ground, but you're moving from that to more of a jumbo jet. And so to help you make that change quicker and make those changes with less missteps and mistakes than if you were trying to figure out all on your own, over the next few months, we're going to help give you that acceleration and that progress. And so what we're doing is we're offering eight live online workshops that will teach you how to intentionally take your ministry systems to a way higher level. We're calling it the Renovate Workshop Series, and it's all about helping you build those essential ministry systems that save you time, that shape the culture, that move your ministry forward, and help. So it's going to help you try to build those eight systems, but it's also spread out over several months, so you have time to implement what you're learning. And there is a financial investment to make, but we've kept it super affordable for the average church. So along with these workshops that we're going to be doing, the live work online workshops, you can also choose to upgrade to get more personalized help. You can join a coaching group that we're going to be offering with this that'll help you kind of implement this stuff even faster. So you'll get mentoring and coaching and really tailor-made training inside of an intimate group setting. And we've also made this as affordable as we could too, because we know churches need it. Now, so here's the thing. You can participate in any of these workshops just a la carte, too. You don't have to, like, buy all of them. If you just want one or two systems that you want to work on, you can just register, you know, for one or two of them. Or if you want all eight of them, we put it in a special bundle price, too. So this Monday, we're going to be opening up registration for the Renovate Workshop Series. And the first workshop is happening in less than 2 weeks. So the special bundle price that we're doing and the coaching group upgrade is only offered until then. And don't worry if you can't attend the live workshops. Like if you see the dates and go, oh, I'm gone, or I can't do that time of day. Don't worry. There's going to be replays, and you can also submit your questions ahead of time. All right. So you don't have to like worry that you won't be there. So you probably have some other questions about this workshop, but I just kind of wanted to give you a heads up about it now. There's going to be some emails that come out about it and an information page that's going to tell you everything you need to know. So just kind of sit tight and wait till Monday. And while you're waiting, let's go ahead and get back into today's lesson, and so you can start to put some of this into practice. So let me give you a quick recap of the practical tips for improving your systems in these four very, you know, frustration-inducing ministry areas. And the first one, again, is preparation, and you want to get your team to stop practicing at rehearsal. And the tangible way we talked about doing that was to stop using rehearsal time to listen to your music. So it wastes a lot of the time of the team members who did practice. So that's the first tip. The second tip or tactic is in your new musician qualification process is requiring real preparation in an audition. You know, so from your rotations of your songs, choose different tunes that challenge different instruments and voices, and be really clear about what you expect from each instrument. Then in your scheduling system, you want to create a rhythm to your roster, all right? So that is to create a schedule at a predictable time and for a predictable length of time, all right? And then you want to put the responsibility on your team members to block their dates so you aren't chasing them trying to find out if they're available or not. All right. And then the fourth frustration inducing system area is the set or service planning. And one of the simple things you can do there is just batch process your planning. You save time, plus you get a bigger picture of your song rotation if you plan multiple weeks at once. So besides being more efficient, it'll also enable your team then to practice further in advance of their scheduled week. All right, so I hope you're excited to implement at least one of these four tips or tactics. And if not all of them resonated with you, that's okay. Maybe they prompted some additional ideas maybe to pop in your head to make some other systems more effective. And so here's what I want you to do. To make the most of this lesson, I want you to express out loud in the comment section below or, you know, below on this page where you're either streaming or you downloaded this from. I want you to write in that comment section which tip or tactic or idea you want to implement first, and then tell us, you know, what problem or like what people problem or other issues you're hoping this will help alleviate. And then definitely be watching your inbox for information about the Renovate Workshop Series, and you can always come back to this page because there'll be a link to it when we actually open that up. So hey, I'm looking forward to hearing from you in the comments, so make sure you get down there and leave a comment and let me know which tip or tactic you're using. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. See ya.